Okay, Ron, thanks for that. We're now going to discuss all the action out of Caulfield this morning, where we had a massive morning of track work, also barrier draws of the Caulfield and Thousand Guineas. Rob Nicholson was there. How are you, Rob?
Very, very pleased to join you, Nadia, and it was a super busy morning out here at Caulfield this morning, and we've just concluded the barrier draws for the Caulfield Guineas and Thousand Guineas, as you said.
Okay, well, let's go through those. We'll start off with the Caulfield Guineas, and I'll let you take it from the top.
Yep, number one, the Autumn Sun has drawn Barrier 5. Native Soldier has drawn Gate 4. Ragged Rascal, trained by Paul Perry and ridden by Dean Endles, going to jump out of Gate 8. Leonardo Da Vinci for Darren Weir and Brad Rewilla will jump from Gate 10. Outrageous for the Hawks team, ridden by Dwayne Dunn, will jump from Barrier 7. Gem Song for Chris Lees and Craig Williams aboard will jump from Gate 11. Muswell Brook for Lindsay Park will jump from Barrier 1. Good and Fast for Lindsay Park with Luke Nolan on board will jump from Barrier 14. Vacillator for Colin Little will jump from Barrier 13. The August for Brett Stanley will jump from Barrier 2. Tavasan for Mick Price has drawn Barrier 9 with Michael Walker aboard. They combined last year to win. Ranier for James Cummings has drawn Barrier 15. Mr. Exclusive for Matthew Brown has drawn Gate 3. Sicaro for Archie Alexander has drawn Gate 12. And Uhud, the only filly in the Guineas, for Tony McAvoy has drawn Gate 6. In the Thousand Guineas, Nadia, Chris Lees has El Dorado Dreaming drawn Barrier 7. Fiesta for Chris Waller has drawn Gate 3. Mick Price's Seabrook has drawn Barrier 10. Thrillstar for Troy and Leon Corstens has drawn Gate 8. Smart Melody for Chris Lees and James McDonald has drawn Gate 2. Fundamentalist's drawn Barrier 4 for Lindsay Park. Darren Weir's got Amphitrite and Crone. Amphitrite's drawn the Barrier 16 and Crone drawn Barrier 14. Aristocratic Miss for Tony McAvoy's drawn Barrier 11. Qualifa for Lindsay Park's drawn Barrier 1. Anjana, the other Darren Weir runner, has drawn Gate 13, so he's had no luck with the gates there, Weary. Tahitian Dancer for Shane Nichols has drawn Gate 6. Peaceful for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman's drawn Barrier 12. Music Bay for Philip Stokes has drawn Barrier 5. Myriad for Archie Alexander's drawn Barrier 15. And Ducal for Paul Perry's drawn Barrier 9.
Having a look at the latest tab fixed odds, looking at the Caulfield Guineas, the Autumn Sun after the draw $2, Native Soldier $8.50, Ragged Rascal $51, Leonardo Da Vinci $7.50, Outrageous $34, Gem Song $21, $34 Muscle Brook, down to Good and Fast at $21, $81 Vacillator. The August is at $26, Tavasan $13.15 for Rainer. Mr. Exclusive at 61, Sicharo 51, and Uhud is a $15 chance, whilst the Thousand Guineas, El Dorado Dreaming at 7, 11 for Fiesta, Seabrook 21, Thrillster 750, Smart Melody 320, Fundamentalist 31, Amphitrite is at $38, down to Crone at 15, Aristocratic Miss 51, Quififa at 31, down to Anjana 18, Tahitian Dancer 41, Peaceful 34, Music Bay 18, Moret 18, and Ducal at $201. So there is the final fields and markets, barrier draws, Caulfield Guineas, and the Thousand Guineas. Well, let's talk a bit of track work from this morning, Rob, starting off with those from the Mick Price stable.
Yeah, he had Seabrook in pretty good condition this morning, Nadia. She worked in company with his Guineas runner, Tavasan, and they both looked in terrific order. They went over 1,200 metres on the course proper, running home their last 800 metres in a fairly sharp time of 49.19 and hit the line together really strongly, finishing together in 23.05. And, look, Seabrook had the thumps last start when she ran in Sydney, and I'd expect that she'll bounce back from that. Mick's fairly confident she's primed for a good run and has been working the house down since. And Tavasan's probably the pick of his colts, and he's pretty happy with the way he's trucking along at the moment. And they both worked extremely well together. Apart from those, Nadia, he's also going to line up a debutante stakes runner called Shotmaker. It worked this morning with Princess of Queens, who will go around in the Northwood Plume at Group 3 level. And they were fairly impressive as well, Nadia, working over 800 metres this morning in pretty good time. They went over the 800 metres in 51.69 on the course proper and were probably the quickest of the morning coming home. Their last 400 in 22.69. So they were low flying. Miss Admiration will line up and hopefully qualify for a Caulfield Cup run in the Herbert Power Stakes. And she worked over 1,600 metres in even time and ran home the last 400 in 25.39 in what was more a maintenance gallop than anything else. Just quickly, Petrina will line up next Wednesday in the listed Caulfield Village Stakes over the 1,200. Grunt at this stage will either run in the Cantala Stakes or go out for a spell. That's the word from the owner, Rupert Lee, at the barrier draw this morning. And Mighty Bus is probably going to go towards the Caulfield Cup after his run last weekend. So Grunt, either the Cantala Stakes or we'll go out for a spell, Nadia.
Okay. Well, Chris Waller, he looks like he's going to have a huge hand over the carnival with top-line horses everywhere, and he's got a few of them running on the weekend.
He does. He sent out a couple of fairly handy horses this morning, Nadia. Chris did. The favourite, the Autumn Sun, worked in company with Caulfield Stakes runner D'Agento, and they galloped on the course proper and was more of a familiarisation gallop over 1,000 metres in a minute 6.94, and they ran home their last 400 metres in 24.65. Weren't asked to break any records. It was a nice, solid gallop, and they looked very, very impressive in the way they worked. He also had the Unforgotten and 1,000 Guineas contender Fiesta going around on the course proper. They were probably a fraction slower going over the 1,000 in a minute 8 and came home their last 400 in 24.98. And look, all four of them worked exceptionally well. Another horse that he brought out was Noir, but it wasn't running this week, but looked to be a stylish little gallop and a familiarisation for Noir as well, and looked very hard to go past the look of the Autumn Sun. He's going to be very hard to beat if he can overcome the, as they call it, Sydney hoodoo here at Caulfield. So if he goes round on the right leg, I think he might be very hard to beat, Nadia.
Yeah, exactly. Looks a nice race for him. Colin Little, he's got a runner in the Guineas too.
He does. He's got Vacillator. Was a bit disappointing last start, but he'll go around and put in a fairly solid gallop this morning with John Sadler's Berisha. They worked over 1,000 metres on the course proper and ran a really sharp time of a minute 3.5 and ran home the last 400 in 23.2. So very strong work from Vacillator. At this stage, Berisha, not sure whether it'll go to the Hamilton Cup on the weekend or maybe be held for a little bit further down the track, Nadia.
Okay, and what about those for Chris Lees?
Chris Lees, well, he's obviously got the very talented and undefeated Smart Melody. The horse is going exceptionally well. It was one of the last to work this morning on the course proper, and it was a pretty good gallop, Nadia. Went over the 800 metres and really picked up the pace from the last 600. I expect it to go quite nicely. It overall time went a minute 7.60. Its last 400 in 23.76, which is pretty good time, and didn't look to be getting out of second gear, Smart Melody. Miss Eldorado Dreaming was another to work well with Gem Song, who's going around in the Guineas. They worked together over 1,000 in a minute 7.38 and came home their last 400 on the course proper in 24.16. And they were both fairly good. Eldorado Dreaming was not too bad last start behind Smart Melody, and I would say there'll be improvement for Eldorado Dreaming. And aside from those, Nadia, I think if I had to pick one, I'd probably go with Smart Melody to possibly keep the undefeated record intact and be the horse to beat in 1,000 Guineas.
What about those for Philip Stokes?
Philip Stokes, he had a couple of nice horses go around this morning. Assertive Play is going to line up in the 1,000 Thoroughbred Club Stakes on Saturday, and it worked quite nicely. You can expect that it's got over its little hiccup that it had after last start. but it worked with Music Bay, who'll go around in the 1,000 guineas. They went 800 metres in 54.26, improving their last 400 to run home in 23.72, while also a Claire Calling just had a nice maintenance gallop this morning, and it could put in a nice bold race as well, Nadia, when it goes around in the weekend Hustler Stakes. So fairly pleasing from Philip Stokes' stable. I'd say Assertive Play will be competitive, and a Claire Calling was a terrific last start win, and I can't see any reason why the horse can't continue on its winning ways.
And Vedora goes to the Everest?
Vedora does go to the Everest. Was the first one out on the track this morning at 4:05, and absolutely cruised around over 800 metres. Was very impressive in the way it galloped in 53.06 and kept plenty in the tank, 23.32 the last 400, and Lloyd's hoping to go up to Sydney and collect the cash, as they say. She'll float up on Thursday night and expect her to run well.
Heading to the boxes, Geelong. Any other points of notice from Caulfield?
I think that Kieran Maher's got a couple of nice ones going around in the debutante stakes. A horse called Pearl Princess galloped 600 on the course proper in 36.33 this morning. He's got another horse called Salome. It had a trial yesterday at Cranbourne and finished fourth, two lengths behind the winner. And the eye-catching horse was Utzon yesterday at Cranbourne, who won by a length and a half in 46.91 and has affectionately been dubbed White Lightning out here because of the obvious reasons. Aaron Purcell visited as well and had a nice two-year-old called Substantial go around. It'll run in the debutante stakes, and it worked on the course proper over 800 in 51.79 and really quick in the last 400 to run home in 22.63. So plenty of speed from Substantial this morning at the track. Other than that, Nadia, I think Miss Admiration will go well, as will Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace's Del Harrelit, which has been in quarantine. So plenty to like about the weekend, and you can read about all the rest of the gallopers on the RSN website later this afternoon.
We'll do that. Thanks, Rob.
No worries.